Hello and welcome to this special first Big Interviews podcast of 2025 with me, Graham Walker. Now, today's special guest joining me is none other than Shehnaz Gulzar, who's the Creative Director of Bradford City of Culture 2025. Now, Shehnaz, she's an acclaimed British artist, filmmaker, cultural leader, born and raised in Keighley in West Yorkshire, and she's got deep roots in Bradford and its surrounding areas, which informs her creative vision and leadership for the year-long celebration. We'll be diving into what it truly means for Bradford to hold this prestigious title, how it will shape up over the course of the year, and the incredible opportunities it brings, and not just for the arts and culture, but for the entire community. And we'll be exploring how you can get involved and make this year unforgettable, all about celebration, creativity, and community spirit. So, Shehnaz, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Graham, and welcome to 2025.
Well, what a year you've got in store. So, come on, tell me, what does it mean for Bradford to be the UK City of Culture in 2025? And how do you envision this title reshaping perceptions of the city locally and nationally?
Well, Bradford, like every, you know, post-industrial northern city, has kind of needs to kind of find and create its identity. And, you know, as, you know, as listeners will know, and as you all know, that Bradford has a huge history and heritage and has had a massive impact on the UK, not just the UK, but globally. Because once upon a time, it was known as Woolopolis, and two-thirds of the world's wool was made here. And, you know, from you know, having like a mill in every postcode, over 250 mills in the district, city and district, to now being post-industrial, figuring out what its identity is, what its present is, and what its future is. And Bradford, like every city in the UK, has its challenges. But the one thing that we're absolutely brilliant at is looking for the opportunity within those challenges and seeing kind of through, you know, the difficulties and thinking, okay, what can we do in order to kind of try and lift ourselves and kind of pull ourselves out of this, and applying and, you know, bidding and beating, you know, 18 other cities to win the designation of UK City of Culture was Bradford saying, it's our time, we're going to do it, it's now. And that moment when it was announced that Bradford is UK City of Culture, that roar from the city centre tells everyone what it means to this city and district. It's our time, it's for us now to own our story, to shift the perceptions and make sure that we are the ones that do it.
Oh, it's just amazing. And just what overarching themes or narratives will guide the cultural programming for Bradford 2025? And how do they reflect the city's identity?
Well, we're a UK city of culture, so it's about Bradford, it's the UK, it's contemporary UK, it's contemporary Bradford. It's celebrating our history and heritage, it's celebrating our diversity, it's celebrating what makes us unique. You know, Bradford's given the world many, many artists. We think about the Brontes, the sisters who created pseudonyms in order to be published at a time when women weren't published. We have David Hockney, one of the greatest living artists of our time and the greatest draftsman ever. We have, you know, Zayn Malik, who kind of taken the world by storm, you know, as a musician. And so we've offered and given the world so many brilliant writers, creatives, you know, artists. And I know that we've got so much more to offer. So our programme is about that. Our programme is celebrating, you know, the culture and creativity of Bradford. And it's celebrating our young people because we're one of the youngest cities in the UK. And our programme is not just about our history and heritage. It's about our present. It's about who we are right now. And this year is already shifting perceptions of Bradford. The moment we won, it started to shift. But we own that first. As Bradfordians and people of this city and district, we own our own pride and we own this moment in order to create change.
Now, you've got some amazing events that are coming up. We'll talk a little bit about them later. But just first of all, how will the City of Culture year provide that platform to showcase Bradford's diverse communities, histories and talents to a wider audience?
Well, we're working with all communities. We've devised a programme where we've been kind of working with artists who are Bradford born and bred, and live here and work here. Others who are Bradford born and bred and might not live here and work here anymore. And others for whom who have a synchronicity with how who Bradford is and what Bradford is. And Bradford's got a brilliantly inventive and innovative side to it. I think the stats for Bradford being one of the best places to be in, as a, for an entrepreneur just tells you that that gives you that sense of like Bradford's kind of innovation historically. And the program is working with, you know, we're working with schools, we're working with young people, we're working with older people. We're both urban and rural. It's the first city of culture that is city and district, so we're ensuring that our program is across the district. I don't know if you know, but we're about 144 square miles as a district, so it's a brilliant playground, but it's also a brilliant opportunity and absolutely rich and varied, and so the program responds to that.
Listen, Shanaz, that's fantastic, and there's obviously great opportunities for individuals, community groups, local businesses to contribute and shape the year-long celebration. How do people get involved? Obviously, there's bradford2025.co.uk, full of details, but how can people get involved?
Well, there's people can get involved by just, you know, going on the website, becoming a volunteer. Literally, be at the events, welcome people in, own this city of culture. Volunteers are fantastic. Our volunteers are amazing, and we're still recruiting, and we want to carry on recruiting, and we're not going to stop because we want as many people as possible to be able to be part of the delivery of this year. You can be a part of the projects. We've got artists who are kind of working with communities and individuals across the city and district. Have a look on the website. Our opportunities are all through the website. It's on our socials, it's with our partners, and then we're actually, we're working with artists who've created huge opportunity for communities to access, you know, and kind of opportunity for themselves and create program themselves. For instance, we've just literally closed an opportunity for Do Your Thing, where we had over 100 applications from community groups and individuals who are just doing their thing, which means their culture, their creativity, the projects that they're doing, the, you know, their normal day-to-day, what we call their business as usual, but we're kind of saying, okay, if you're going to turbocharge this a little bit, how would you do it? We're working with the brilliant Give Bradford team, and we've worked with them to create opportunity for community groups directly to kind of create their own projects, lead their own projects, deliver their own projects. So you can get involved as volunteer, you can get involved as you, we've got many, many artists of Bradford that are involved. Audiences. We're a festival, and the festival is about our audiences. Take part, join in. We've got an amazing, amazing opportunity with David Hockney. He's supporting us to deliver a call out to drawing. So everybody to draw, every single person, pencil or paper, iPad, if that's what your preference is, camera, if that's what your preference is, because David Hockney has demonstrated that no, nothing need stop you from expressing your creativity and from expressing yourself. So there's many, many ways of taking part and being a part of it and joining in.
Oh, this is terrific. And Shanaz, can you just, again, just underline and reiterate the fact that the experiences here that are being offered are accessible and inclusive for all, regardless of background and ability.
The 2025, Bradford 2025 is, I would say, one of the most accessible, inclusive festivals. It's for all ages, all backgrounds, regardless of what your ability and what you can and can't do. One example is our opening event, Rise, this Friday and Saturday, 10th and 11th, and we've got over 200 community participants, people who had never performed before, people who'd never been on a stage before, and they have been working with our creative team and learning these skills in order to be a part of, you know, the show, which includes professional cast and professional performers and our community cast. You'll be able to tell who one is and who the other is. But they had never done that before. And this opportunity, 2025, has enabled them to be a part of it. So I'm asking everyone, regardless of whether you think you can or can't do something, be a part of it.
Well, that's and Friday and the weekend sounds amazing. I'll come to that just in a second. But let me just say, just looking at what you've spoken about so far, what legacy do you hope Bradford 2025 will leave behind, both culturally and economically, for future generations?
Well, when I think about legacy, I don't think it's just delivered in 2025 and after 2025. I see the legacy for Bradford 2025 starting the minute we decided that we were going to bid, because the work starts then. The work starts then to kind of create a campaign, bring people together, people to dream, people to start seeing opportunity for themselves. Community groups, artists, cultural institutions, businesses, education sector, cross-industry, to start thinking, if we want a city of culture, how come, you know, what would we do and how would we do it? So legacy started the minute we started to bid. When we won, we turbocharged the next stage of that legacy. And I encourage everybody to to find that moment and go online and see Bradford Wins UK City of Culture announcement, and you will hear it and you will feel it. It's visceral. Then the work that we've done over the last two and a half years, we think about legacy and we think delivery afterwards. But we're the youngest, one of the youngest cities in the UK. And we've created opportunity for our young people. We put young people at the heart of it. We've got a youth panel. Young people learning about the business side of the creative industries, the cultural industries. We have apprenticeships. 9 apprentices are learning on the job with us. And then we further created opportunity for 10 young creatives. All of these young people are ages 16 to 25. That's 36 young people who are with us on this journey at the heart of a city of culture. So it's already creating shift and change. It brings attention. It brings media to Bradford. We're starting to tell our own stories. We're starting to introduce ourselves, how we choose to be seen. When I think about investment coming into the city, I think about the opportunities like the Brit School coming to Bradford. It's the only Brit School outside of London. And in the whole of the North, and Bradford won that opportunity. Businesses like PwC coming into Bradford. And then, kind of thinking about our own team, we made a commitment during the bid period that we were going to try and recruit over 50% of our team to be of Bradford. And over 90% of our team is of the North. That's the first for a city of culture.
That's amazing. That's really, truly terrific. And again, it emphasises that this is all about Bradford. But, for the rest of us up north, in whether or not you're in Leeds or Sheffield or Manchester or Liverpool or wherever, Bradford has got to be a bit of a magnet in 2025. What's the real reason to come?
It's our programme. It's our programme. It's what we have to offer as a city, as a district. Come and see Rise. The whole of the north, Manchester, Newcastle, Sheffield, Liverpool, Halifax, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, no excuse. Bradford's not that difficult to get to. We've got an extraordinary programme. Come and be a part of it. We're the UK city of culture. Therefore, the invitation is to the entire UK to come to Bradford. We've got our opening show this Friday and Saturday, which is the brainchild of Kirsty Housley and Stephen Frayne, formerly known as Dynamo. Bradford boy. Born and bred, learnt his magic here, and now is giving magic to everybody else. And we've got our programme that is taking place in our streets, on our moors. We've got the brilliant Wild Uplands, which is taking place out on Penistone Park, just outside of Haworth. And we've got 7 artist interventions there, sculptural and musical. We have a brilliant offer for those who don't know that Bradford is rural, and that project is called BD on Foot, and it's about walking the district. You can actually walk from any urban area to a rural area within Bradford, I'd say within about half an hour. So I'm asking people to join us on that.
Yeah, you have just got a fantastic programme, and I would encourage anybody to go on to bradford2025.co.uk to get the full programme and look at it. I do want to mention Rise, obviously, this weekend starts. It's actually on Friday and Saturday. Now, just remind people who are not familiar with Bradford, it's in hosted in City Park and Centenary Square. And yep. And you mentioned you've actually got the man himself, Dynamo, Stephen Frayne. He's going to be there bringing real magic to Bradford.
So Rise is our opening show. It's happening in the city centre, in Centenary Square and the Mirrorpool. Our staging for the show is the Mirrorpool, the very iconic Mirrorpool of Bradford. For those people who don't know Bradford, in the summer months, you can see all Bradfordians promenading on the promenade and playing, children in the water playing in one of the biggest public fountains in Europe. And that is our stage for Rise. The show is a collaborative brainchild of Kirsty Housley and Stephen Frayne, formerly known as Dynamo. And when we asked the people of Bradford, who would you like to see as part of 2025? When Stephen was one of the first people they mentioned, so we tried and delivered that. And the show is musical, it's mystical, and it's magical. It will be spectacular.
Well, I watched the TV show that Stephen did over Christmas called Miracles, and he said real miracles, real magic are the people in the places. Yeah. And I guess that's an important part of this weekend, isn't it? That the real magic, the real miracle are the people that make Bradford work.
I think he's given you a clue as to, you know, the show and the flavour of the show. Over 200 people of Bradford are performing in the show, and they're learning skills they might never have even thought of learning if it wasn't for this opportunity. And this opportunity of being part of this show would not have happened if we weren't the UK City of Culture. You can begin to see shift and change already beginning to happen because of these moments. And Stephen's, you know, thinking around people, community, the individual, our friends and our families and our loved ones, you know, helping us and supporting us to find ourselves is very much part of this story.
Sure. Well, I mean, is it going to be truly magical? What is the magical thing about Bradford?
The magic, everything's magical about Bradford. I think we've got magic in our water. There's so much creativity. There's so much invention here. The people, absolutely. You couldn't get more character and personality than Bradfordians. And I mean across the city and district. Our landscapes are magical. I'd say our history is magical. You know, I think I don't think there's anything about us that is anything. We are anything but dull in Bradford. And anyone who comes here does fall in love with us.
Absolutely. The one other magical thing you've got going as well, I've not mentioned it, I need to mention this, is the Creative Health Programme. So you're using cultural activities to improve physical and mental well-being. How does that work?
Well, I talked a little bit about Draw earlier, which is a brilliant programme that's supported by David Hockney. And just taking 10 minutes or 15 minutes out of your daily, out of your day to draw brings mindfulness. It's a different type of meditation for some people. You start looking at what you're drawing and trying to do that, and you stop thinking about everything else that is ailing you that day. It's brilliant. I know that I find it an incredibly, incredibly therapeutic thing to do. Going outdoors, going for a walk, being in nature, being with other people, creating, a knitting circle, a baking circle, getting together and building something, making something. Culture and creativity helps us express ourselves, and pulling together kind of creating opportunities for our health sector and our creative sector to really begin to see the kind of demonstrate the value of that, but to also show how it works. Is something that we couldn't not do. And these opportunities to kind of create these cross-industry, cross-sector partnerships, they're few and far between. So as a city of culture, we felt this is a true moment for us to celebrate culture and creativity as necessary to society in one respect, but also necessary to our own individual health and societal health.
Yeah, and Dick, I mean, is this important that you're planting the seeds in Bradford, but people around the country will be able to follow some of this as well, and you'll further culture and creativity throughout Britain, never mind just Bradford.
Someone asked me a few weeks ago, so draw, you know, that's, you said that's a national call out. I said, oh, of course, because culture and creativity isn't just sat in one place. We are the UK City of Culture, so our programme and our approach is for everybody. This programme that we're doing, exploring creative health and bringing culture and creativity, the creative sector and the health sector together, isn't just for Bradford. We're demonstrating it in Bradford, we're showing it in Bradford, but across the country, anyone who wants to come and have a chat with us or wants to join in or be a part of it, kind of be a part of it, join in, be a part of Draw.
Yeah, terrific. And just finally, I mean, obviously, it does look an incredible spectacle in terms of what you've got planned over this next 12 months. But just personally, what can you share some of the highlights that you're looking forward to and things that are unmissable that people should come along and see?
I mean, I'm going to say that the year itself, throughout the year, keep coming back, because the programme is incredibly diverse. I would say come make it to Rise this weekend. It's a beautiful, beautiful show, and it's incredibly spectacular. I don't think anything like it has ever been made. So I would say come to Rise. I would say get outdoors. Put your walking boots on. Come to Bradford. Be a part of BD on Foot. Walk the 25 walks that we are creating and working with the walking groups of Bradford. Take a part in Draw. Draw every single day. Everybody can draw, even if you think you can't. Every single person can. You don't have to show it to anyone, or you could choose to share it with us. Upload it, share it with us, be a part of the call-out, be a part of that campaign. Come and see the railway children. We talk about Bradford being city and district. Both the railway children films were shot on the Worth Valley Railway over in Oxenhope. Come and see the award-winning theatre show, bringing that story back to the very site on which the films were actually shot in. Be a part of that.
Oh, that's just terrific. Sinaz, listen, I'm absolutely loving the passion and pride and emotion in your voice. I can tell that you're living every and breathing every second of this, aren't you? How proud are you to be in your role to deliver what this exciting year has to offer?
If you'd asked 16-year-old me, who was trying to convince her parents that the arts was a viable career choice, as the first one in my family to go to university, I would never have believed you that I could have actually been in a role like this in my home city. These opportunities you don't often get in a place that you're born and brought up in. I'm incredibly proud to be able to deliver it, not only for that 16-year-old kid who promised her parents that she would definitely carve out a career in the arts if they supported her, but also to every other young person who's thinking and looking at a career in the arts and is based up north and is thinking, can I make it up here? And I will say you absolutely can.
Oh, wonderful. Sinaz, listen, thank you ever so much for your time. I know you've got a very busy week ahead and a very busy year ahead. It'd be nice to speak to you at the end of the year and to reflect back on what's been achieved. But I truly believe you're going to deliver.
Thank you so much. I really like that. End of year reflection with you, Graham.
All right. Okay, listen, take care. I know I'm going to speak to you a lot more in between, but thank you for your time today, Sinaz.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.